Shalom, today, the 14th day of the month of Sivan of the year 5778, corresponding to the 28th of May of the year 2018. We continue with our studies in Likutei Moran, in Chelek Aleph, the first volume of Likutei Moran, in Torah Dalet, where we are continuing to look at Rabbi Nachman's explanation of the passage in the Talmud that spoke about the mashal, the predicament of a man lost in the depths of the night and was afraid of the thorns and the thistles, afraid of the wild animals. He was afraid of the bandits. He was afraid of the pitfalls. And we had seen how in the earlier sections in this teaching, in the unfolding of section Chet of the text of the teaching, Rabbi Nachman had, in the sections we previously learned, outlined how the first two stages in the redemption of this man, when in the first place he had a torch to light his way, so he was no longer afraid of the pits and the ruts in the ground and the thorns and the brambles, and then came the rising of the dawn. Rabbi Nachman had explained that these are successive stages when the neshama, the soul of the Israelite, number one, first catches sight of the tzaddik, who is considered a torch, a firebrand of Torah. And the rising of the dawn, we saw, signifies when the neshama realizes that he has to involve himself with the tzaddik in an active way through contributing to the mission of the tzaddik through tzedakah, which is compared in the prophet Isaiah chapter 58 to the breaking of the dawn. This is all the successive shining of the light, because when a person inculcates into their heart the attribute of charity and kindness, this is already the shining of the light of God, the shining of the light of the Torah in them. And now we come to the third aspect of itkarvut latzadikim, of attachment to the tzadikim, which is signified in the mashal from the Talmud in tractate Soter, signified by the person finally in the daytime reaching the crossroads. And Rabbi Nachman will explain that the crossroads that a person reaches in life is when the person encounters the true tzaddik, who is called a crossroads for reasons we shall discuss in the ensuing text. And the third level of attachment to the tzaddik is when the soul of the Israelite, when the person enters into the presence of the tzaddik and the person pours out their heart in confession with all of the cries of pain and cries for guidance. And this third level, Rabbi Nachman had already explained in the earlier sections of the teaching, the aspect of vidui dvarim lifnei talmid chacham, the verbal confession in the presence of the true Torah sage. This had been the first substantive counsel that Rabbi Nachman had given. But now in his presentation of the words of the Talmud in Soter, the mashal of the man that was lost until he got the torch and the dawn and came to the crossroads, this is the third level of attachment to the tzaddik. And let's follow now Rabbi Nachman's words here in his ma'amar, Habachir HaShlishis, the third level, the third aspect of attachment to the tzaddik, kashemisvade vidui devorim lifnei talmid chacham, when the individual will give a confession, will be a confession of words in the face of, before, in front of the Torah scholar, shealidei ze atamid chacham madrich oisoi bederech yosho lefi shoresh nishmosoi. It is through this that the Torah sage is able to direct and guide the person on the straight path according to the root of his soul. It is as if only when the Talmid Chacham actually hears direct from the soul in question that then the Talmid Chacham has the power to actually discern the roots of the person's soul and to guide the person. This is alluded to in the Mashal, the parable in the Talmud, in the coming of this individual that was lost in the dark of night when he reaches the crossroads. Our sages interpreting that parable in the text of Talmud Sotah says that what is the significance of the crossroads? Ze Talmid Chochom v'yom hamiso has two connotations, that of the Talmid Chochom himself and that of the day of death. In other words, the Talmud is associating these two together. The encounter with the Talmud Chacham is indeed the day of death. It's the death of the old ego and the birth of the new soul. The two interpretations of the Talmud, of the concept of the crossroads, that it's one and the same, the Torah scholar and the day of death, it indicates the verbal confession before the Torah scholar, because the day of death itself is an allusion to confession. Like our sages have said in the Talmud Sanhedrin elsewhere, speaking about the procedure for the execution of criminals, kol ha-mumosin misvadin. Prior to execution, kol ha-mumosim, all those that are to be put to death through the execution of the rabbinical, of the Torah penalties of stoning or burning by fire or strangulation or decapitation, they all must confess prior to the execution. So here we see in this association of confession with death, Zenikro Poroshas Drochim. This is called the crossroads. The person is at a crossroads in their life. They have been lost. They've been afar from the true path of God. Here they come to the crossroads. And why is it called Poroshas Derochim, the Hebrew expression for the spreading forth of the paths, the separation of the paths? Ki Talmid Chacham mafrish loy derech lefi shoresh nishmasoi. Because the Torah scholar sets forth and explains to the individual the path according to the root of his soul. And then, as the parable in the Talmud had concluded, when the person comes to the crossroads and discovers the correct path, azay nitzol mikulam, that is when he is saved from all of the threats and dangers that surrounded him there in the nighttime. For prior to the individual carrying out his confession, even though he may have been with the Torah sage, the righteous tzaddik, seen him as in the first level of attachment, he gave him, contributed monetarily to the mission of the tzaddik, he still does not know which path he's going on. It is not enough merely to connect with the tzaddik on those levels of seeing the tzaddik and even joining in, contributing to the mission of the tzaddik. He still doesn't know. He may be completely deceiving himself. Ki yesh derech yosho lifnei ish v'chagriso darchei moves. As the prophet, as the verse in Proverbs says, chapter 14, there is a path that seems straight before a person, but the end of that path can be the ways of death. A path that a person chooses because it seems to be the right path may eventually, at its latter end, choose to be a path of destruction. But when the individual comes to the crossroads, they're ready to depart from their old persona, their old ego. They come to the crossroads. Zer Talmid Chacham Yomamiso. They come to the encounter with the Torah scholar, which is the day of death of the old ego. Hainu Vidui Devarim Lifnei Talmid Chacham. They're going to confess it all before the Torah scholar. Azai Nitzol Mikulam. Then the person is saved from all of those attendant dangers. Well, in the ensuing section, we shall be seeing that this vidui devarim, this verbal confession, is not a one-time event, but it's a successive therapy as the relationship between the soul of the Israelite and the true tzaddik develops over time, and the Israelite is going to go from level to level through this therapy. And this we shall see in the very remarkable section that follows the one we have studied today, which it's desirable to leave to a separate session in order that we shall be able to see the coming very remarkable passage in its entirety.